3HL Power 5 the Tennessee Lottery. Congratulations to all of our 2020 graduates this year. You have survived and thrived in some of the strangest times our country has seen, and maybe the strangest thing we've seen in all of our lifetimes. But we wanted to do something special today because a lot of you missed out on proms and you missed out on baccalaureates and parties and
senior seasons and
senior trips and senior all sorts of stuff. So we wanted to take some time today on the show just to recognize you and just to say we're proud of you. And we know you've been through a lot, and we wanted to also offer some advice. We put this on our 3HL Twitter at 3HL1045, and we've got some great advice on there. A lot of times people don't take stuff seriously. They say, you know, just the goofiest thing they can think of, but we've gotten some legit, real advice, and we'll read that to you. We also wanted to share advice from each of us, and we also wanted to give you this chance. We got a couple segments here that we can do this. If you got a graduate in this class, if you are a graduate of this class, if you want to call in and you want to say something, you want to get something off your chest, you want to congratulate your fellow graduates, or maybe it was your son or your daughter, your sister, your brother, your niece, nephew, cousin, maybe just a friend, and you want to say something to the graduates of 2020, we'd love for you to do that. 615-737-1045. We've got the phone lines open. We'll share some words of the best that we could do in terms of words of wisdom. I'm sure David and Don will share words of wisdom, and I'll do my best to do the same. But we wanted to just, again, take a second because I was just kind of looking at schedules and different things. And we all look at social media, and I noticed there were several graduations that were supposed to occur this week. And yep. As Don said, you've missed proms, and you've missed senior seasons for softball and baseball and track and so many other things. And we know it's just been so tough. And we hope someday you can look back on these times and you can find some good stuff to dwell on and not all the crazy bad stuff that we've dealt with. And maybe you can dwell on the great things that did happen as opposed to the things that you missed. We hope that in time that's what happened. So we asked David, would you share something? Don's going to share something. I'm going to share something. We'll read some of our tweets. And again, we'd also love to hear from you. 615-737-1045. David Reed, what is your advice for the class of 2020?
I have more of words than advice. We'll see. These may be words to live by. These may be the words that you die by. But this is what I've been able to come up with in the limited time that I've had this afternoon to kind of reflect on my life and advice that I would give those who are looking to go out into the world, maybe for the first time. I urge you to pursue what is righteous, not what is expedient. If you try to be everything to everyone, you will end up being nothing to anyone. Train, don't try. Remember, there's never been a vegan in the Oval Office. Be a leader, eat a steak. And in the words of Waylon Jennings, this is no dress rehearsal. We are professionals, and this is the big time. And in the words of David Reed, trust God, love like Jesus, call your mama, drink Sundrop, and go Big Orange.
And mic drop.
Yeah, go ahead, David. You pretty well shut it down from there, man. That was fantastic. You got a couple hours notice, and that was a heck of a thing to
in the White House.
Heck of a thing to put together right there, and I'm sure the makers of Sundrop enthusiastically.
That's a no for graduation parties.
What's that?
Turkey bacon is a no for graduation parties.
No, there will be no Buck Risins in my graduation party.
Don Davenport, and like I said, we've gotten a bunch on Twitter, and we'll read them. We asked for them, so we'll read them. And phone lines are open 615-737-1045. Don Davenport, your advice for the class of 2020.
Yes, so mine's nothing like David Reed's here, all scripted out and everything. You know what's funny? You know the first thing that I thought of? Wear sunscreen. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the song that it's just a bunch of talking?
Yes.
It's like, live in New York, but move before you get too hard. You know, live in L.A. or California, but leave before it makes you too soft. And, you know, and it was a funny song, but there's so much in that. I say song. It really was just talking over music. You know, right. It was from way
back. It was really good though.
But the end of it basically was, and remember, wear sunscreen. I wish I would have listened to that way back in the day. Yes, definitely wear sunscreen. No, but my advice is to To get involved and do different things that are out of your comfort zone, whether that you're going to college and there's all these different organizations that you can try out for or join or whatever. I think at the end of the day, my resume, when I left college, I think I had like 25 organizations that I was a part of, because I just tried everything after not doing a lot in high school. And it's amazing, because you might find a passion that you didn't know you have if you give something a chance. So give things a chance. Don't say no. Like, make it, I joked a couple years ago that it was my year of yes, you know, where I just said yes to everything.
Right.
Even if I didn't want to do it, you know, I just said yes to everything. And it's amazing that maybe you'll meet your significant other because you said yes to a date that normally you probably wouldn't have said yes to. You never know. So try different things, get out there, get involved, whether it's volunteering or joining an organization or, you know, trying an internship and something that you're like, I don't know if I want to do that. You never know what might become a passion of yours because you gave it a chance. So that's my advice. Give everything a chance, because you just never know.
I was trying to put something together, and I told you, I feel like we needed to honor the graduates. They've had such a tough time, and not just high school graduates. If you went to technical school, if you went to college, whomever it is, it's just been the craziest year. We wanted to do something to honor you and just reach out to you and let you know that we appreciate you. And I get, like you, Don, and like you, David, and whoever you are and whatever you do for a living, if you go places and you meet people, eventually you'll meet people and they say, tell me how you got to where you are. I'd like to do what you do. It's not just radio. It's anything, whatever you do. And my thing I always tell people is this. I ask them, what are you doing right now to make that happen? And a lot of times people say, well, I'm really, in our case, well, I know everything about sports. I said, okay, but what are you doing to get on the radio and talk about sports, or to get on the internet, or to get on TV or whatever? My advice to people is always is this. Do something. Do anything. Be a self-starter. Be self-motivated. You can't just sit around and wait on the zone to call you because you love to talk about sports. And I've given this example before. There's a young man, CJ. And we do shows in Murfreesboro when we can go do shows in places. And CJ kept coming and he kept asking me, how do I get into your business? And I kept telling him, CJ, are you doing anything? And over, he said, no. We'd go back and he'd say, well, no. And I said, start doing something, anything. And he did. Now my man's calling games on ESPN3 for college teams because he did something. So no matter what you want to do, artist, writer, chef, teacher, start your best right now doing things that will lead to you doing what you want to do. You can't just sit around and wait on somebody to call you. It won't work. You got to start doing something now. Start doing something.